You know, that's a great question. Because why, indeed, do we as the Church of Jesus Christ do not do more than we do? And I think a lot has to do with the busyness of life, the schedules we keep, work, activities, volunteering at the church even, you know, keeps us busy. We get so busy, we don't really stop to think about what more can we actually do to combat Satan himself directly. And I think you need to, as a whole body of Christ, prioritize what we're doing in life so that we can be more effective against Satan and his forces. You know, how long do we spend with our God, you know, in quiet time? You know, how long do we pray to him, you know, one-on-one? You know, do we stay in constant communication with God throughout the day? Or are we only doing that, you know, maybe at our devotions, you know, before we eat, before we go to bed? Are we memorizing scripture? You know, the one that I know, some people think, well, why? You know, we have an app for that. I mean, like, it's simple. There's going to be a time where, you know, we need to have it. Yeah. We need to have scripture memorized, because we're not going to have probably physical Bibles available. I mean, like, the end times are coming. And the thing is, scripture talks about the fact that in end times, we're going to be on the run.
Yeah. And
are we going to be, you know, what happens if we are on the run and our apps are gone, our physical Bibles are gone? You know, what are you depending on then? You're depending on what you know.
But at the same time, okay, that is a major key right there. At the same time, though, what you know is in your heart, it's in your mind.
Yeah.
What is just on the pages of the Bible is not combating the things that are constantly at war in your own mind. But when you memorize that scripture, it gets right in there and it can start to disrupt thought patterns and addictions and habits, so on and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, like,
sorry when for you my look, rabbit trail.
Oh, no problem. No. So when you look in Joshua, Joshua chapter 1, it talks about the fact that, well, if you look at verse 8 and 9, it talks about this. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read and meditate on it day and night, so you may be careful to do everything in accordance with all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will be successful.
Yeah.
Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified or dismayed or intimidated, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So here, that passage in particular, Joshua 1 verses 8 and 9, talks about the fact that you need to keep it in your heart, in your mind, so that you're ready to give an answer and that, you know, you have it ready to go so that you're not grasping for it, you know, that type of thing.